Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Scheduling your last irrigation for your corn crop can be a frustrating decision. Nebraska Extension educator Bruno Lina talks about three main considerations to think about before turning off the pump.
Three factors we want to consider when we're coming to come up with the last irrigation of the season. First is crop water use. Second is weather conditions, mainly precipitation. And a third factor that is extremely important is soil type and how much water that soil can hold. If you have a soil that can hold a lot of water on the top 4 feet of soil, then you have the luxury of cutting back a little bit earlier than a soil that can hold much less water, such as a sandy soil. So yeah, those are the three main factors, and based on those three factors and working on the combining those three factors together is when you can come up with your last irrigation of the season. For corn, whenever corn reaches fully dense, then you start looking at the milk line. If you have that milk line is at 25%, then what you want to look at is from fully dense until full maturity, you have 20 days. So if that milk line is at 25%, then you only move only 25% of those 20 days. And as the milk line increases, and then you go to 50, 70%, you're getting closer and closer to full maturity. But the rule of thumb is using 20 days based on percentage of milk line. For instance, if you are at 70% of milk line, then you take that 20 days and you multiply that by 30%. And that's gonna bring you only 6 days to full maturity. The main purpose of these crop watch is that we come up with a simplified way. Based on growth stage, you know how many days you are to reach full maturity and how much water you still might expect to that those plants are using. Let's say you have a corn at R5 with 25% milk line. That's almost 3.75 water used until it reaches maturity. And then if you know the answer, and then you know how much water your soil can hold, you start doing some math, and then you can have an idea how much water you still have left and how much water you might need with irrigation. Let's say you have a 4 feet soil depth, and that soil can hold 5 inches, and then you still need 3.75. most likely you don't need irrigation anymore. But if you have the same soil depth with a soil that can hold up to 3 inches or 3.5 inches, you might still need some water. But the main target or the main threshold you have to consider is that for all that water that you have available, you can only allow your soil to deplete up to 60%. So you have to consider that on your calculations. So if you have the same soil that holds 5 inches, roughly 3 inches is what you can allow the soil to deplete. And if you still need almost 3.75 inches to reach full maturity, you're gonna need at least one irrigation of 3/4 of an inch. So that's the calculation and how the way we works out. Well, now we're only looking at soil, and what about weather conditions? It has been dry. Most likely our soils are not at full capacity. And most likely we won't have much rain until the end of the grain season. We might have some rain here and there, and you play with that. But if we don't have that rain, then most likely we're going to need a little bit of irrigation until we are done.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Crop Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to cropwatch.unl.edu. or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.